Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives denied funding for Western North Carolina's Christmas tree industry and Spruce Pine's Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree program. Representative Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona, got enough votes together to deny $129,000 for an economic program tied to Mitchell County's Christmas tree industry. Flake said, quote, "If this project is already successful, does it still need taxpayer assistance?" End quote. Patty Jensen, the project director of the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree, says they're disappointed and will keep looking to other funding sources.
Well, of course, we are disappointed that the funding that we had requested through Congressman McHenry was not approved. The money that we had requested was to be used for the expansion and renovation of our retail space at the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree store, and it's really needed because we have doubled the product makers that are participating in the project, and we really do need the extra space in order to have their products on display and for sale. However, with everything else, when bad things happen, you move on. And we will do that, and we are continuing to look at other resources in our region primarily that offer grants for such things. It's really hard to find grants, actually, for renovation, bricks and mortar types of projects, but we're going to continue to do that. We do appreciate Congressman McHenry's support and his willingness to stick his neck out there for us in this project. We actually had an opportunity to watch him on C-SPAN as he defended the project on the floor, and he did everything that he could do. It's obviously a valid project. The Congressman Flake doesn't know us, and he's all about saying no to everything. And while we appreciate that, we still feel like our project is valid and would have been a great use of taxpayer money. Whenever the government takes away your jobs, and you have a project in your community that's trying to replace those jobs with another type of economy, it would only seem really fair that they would come back and support a community that's trying to pull itself up.
Patty Jensen is the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree project director. Last year, some 50 product makers brought around $500,000 to Mitchell County's economy. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.